Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, How Do We Evangelize?
My scripture is the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. Jesus came to Samaria and sat down at Jacob's well. A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. She said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews have nothing to do with Samaritans." Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying this to you, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," she said, "you do not have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but the water I will give will be a spring of water welling up to eternal life." She then said, "Give me this water so I will not be thirsty and not keep coming here to draw water." Jesus then said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back." She said, "I do not have a husband." "You are right to say I do not have a husband, because you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you said is true." "I know," she said, "that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ, and when he comes, he will tell us everything." "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." The woman left her water jar and went into the town and told the people, "Come and see the man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Many of the Samaritans of the town began to believe in him, and they invited him to come and stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his words, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, but we have heard him ourselves, and we know this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. What a lesson this is for us. The buzzword today is evangelization, and more programs and books are available, but the how and the why are still elusive. We see in Jesus a process of discovery. The Samaritans were people who, during the periods of captivity, married Gentile partners, and in doing so, they diluted the Jewish bloodline. As such, they were scorned by the Jews. But Jesus saw a woman in need and initiated a conversation which initially would have shocked her. He asked her for a drink, but then raised the conversation to a high and deeply spiritual level. "I can give you spiritual drink that will quench your thirst forever." She must have furrowed her brow and took a step backward. "Whoa, what?" Too much information. That sounds like nonsense. In our catechetical mindset, we overexplain and are too technical and wordy. Jesus gets it. He moves to the very personal. "Go and call your husband." "I don't have a husband." "Yes, that's true. You have had several husbands, and the one to now is not your husband." She is so stunned that she runs off to tell her neighbors she has met a stranger who told her everything about herself. That is, he understood her pain and confusion. She is so moved that she begins as a simple evangelizer. "You have to meet this fellow." So because of her enthusiasm, they were eager to meet Jesus. And they said, "We no longer believe because of what you said, but we have heard him ourselves, and we find him a wonderful man." Meet people where they are. Show interest in their lives. It's not about you, it's about them. That's how the Spirit works. We don't give the faith. We don't defend the faith. We accept someone where they are and love them enough to be a listener. Then evangelization begins and flows naturally. Everyone longs to know what makes you a kind person. Gently find out what makes them tick. What are their priorities? What are the pain and worries in their life? Listen carefully. It is there that they might encounter God. You are the hidden body of Christ. Let the Spirit be your guide.